From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations Security Council assembled and approved a proposal that would increase economic sanctions on North Korea. VOA's Tom Turco has the details.
The resolution would prohibit North Korea from exporting minerals and seafood products worth over $1 billion a year and block countries from granting new guest worker permits to North Koreans.
On Twitter, U.S. President Donald Trump wrote, quote, China and Russia voted with us. Very big financial impact, end quote. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, have reiterated their grave concerns over the escalation of tensions on the Korean Peninsula. In a statement, the 10-member nations said the recent ballistic missile launches and nuclear tests by Pyongyang threaten peace, security, and stability in the region and the world. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesperson Robespierre Bolivar.
We strongly call upon the DPRK as a participant of the ASEAN Regional Forum to positively contribute to realize the ARF vision to maintain the Asia-Pacific as a region of lasting peace, stability, friendship, and prosperity.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Manila for meetings beginning Sunday. The South American trade bloc, Mercosur, suspended Venezuela indefinitely Saturday for failing to uphold democratic norms amid intensifying crackdown on dissent in the country. The bloc previously suspended Venezuela in December for failing to uphold commitments it made when it joined the group in 2012. The suspension will have little practical effect, with no economic sanctions or changes to trade or migration. This is VOA News.